I'm okay. I think I'll be fine.
What's going on, Archie?
Julian, can I bother you for a minute?
I'm good.
You know?
Yes, do they have a
feel? Getting the feel.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain.
Yeah.
Oh, but I'm so, like, ready to sing and do some music. Yeah. It's always good to release the stress from the day.
From the week.
Right, that's just started. Well, we're in the middle. Hump day. This is the perfect day.
Sometimes you need to check in halfway through. Yeah. You're like, am I gonna make it to that?
It's really that. It's really that. But you know, you always do, and then you become grateful for it. So, you know, that's really the positive thing of going through it. Even though it's like and then you're like, okay, but I'm still alive.
Yeah.
All right.
You made it. Oh my
gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Thank you.
Look at this man. I like
So that first conversation that you heard was with Julian Terrell Otis, who's a great tenor in the Chicago area. I spoke with him on the podcast earlier this year, back in February. So I encourage you to check out that episode where we got to talk. So earlier this week, I made it down to Jackson Park to check out. It was a little spot in a garden, the perennial garden near South Stony Island in Midway, where there's been a weekly jam session happening for the past few weeks called Royal Sessions. And it's led primarily by saxophonist Isaiah Collier. And I didn't get to talk to him until after the jam. I went out for the jam, stayed, and got to talk to people a little bit before and after. And I managed to catch him right at the end. But I wanted to share kind of right away what we talked about, just so you can get a sense of what Royal Sessions is really about.
We got another rehearsal after this. About to get some coffee.
Isaiah.
Yeah.
I get the impression you're kind of the organizing force behind this.
Something like that. They help me. They help me get people out here. They help me get the word out.
And this has been going on for a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. About three or 4 weeks now.
Yeah. And can you tell me kind of what was the impetus for this? Or if it's something you've been thinking about doing for a while? Or
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, like, I've always loved... I used to come here also at the summer, because once again, we formed this because we wanted to just reunite and play with people.
Yeah.
But I've also been like, this is my year. I said, I want to get into the habit of curating as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so usually when I used to be out here, I used to practice actually over there at the Japanese Garden.
Oh, wow.
I just bring my horn and just play.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely gave me inspiration because I was working on a project called Welcome to Hyde Park, and actually one of my title tracks is Japanese Garden. But, you know, from the inspirations of the sounds, it's all about, you know, as artists, we're empathetic. And we give off what we receive, not only just by people, by where we are at geographically and what that energy is giving off.
Mm-hmm.
So this place just, it's a circle, right? So the energy is just coming back around. It never dissipates. It never gets boxed in. It's not tried in. It's just circular.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Which allows us all to have the freedom within it.
Yeah. You know, from when you first started this till now, I know it's only been a couple of weeks, but mm-hmm. has kind of the experience and the vibe of it, has it changed in ways that were kind of unexpected, or?
No, it's actually becoming what I wanted to be, and some.
That's,
you know,
pretty cool.
I mean, like, I'm just a little bit annoyed it took us to just all of a sudden say, to hell with it, we'll do something over here for this, for people to finally see, yeah, this is a venue. I think everywhere you go in this city is a venue.
I mean, yeah, this is the first time that I've been to this space mm-hmm. in particular, and like, it just now, of course, now it seems so obvious.
You know what I mean? But I mean, it's also about just our natural job as artists is to use our creativity and imagination.
Yeah.
And I was just seeing this place, and I'm just like, really? Nobody's gonna. Okay, I guess if they ain't gonna do it, I'll do it.
Yeah, especially now when, like, you know, musicians are just really mm-hmm. starved for time to play together and time to feed off
and
of each
other. And that's all it's about. It's about giving off good energy and also bringing us back together when the country is so divided more than ever. I mean, it ain't the first time, but really right now, we're on the edge of our seats with it. So we need something.
More people are aware of it.
But you see, that's the beautiful thing at the same time, though. We got to be aware of it in order to make the changes. And even with that, you know, when we respect and understand that this is a cultural aesthetic, you know, of Black culture, and we're allowing people to participate in, it's all about just having the acknowledgement. And when we acknowledge, we can also acknowledge what you bring to the table. Now we've formed a relationship. Now we've gotten all these different influences ethnically, mentally, spiritually, even physically intertwined. And it comes out in the most homogenous way possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know?
Do you see a future for this that is where it morphs to something beyond what it is now?
I think so. I mean, there's other places to play as well.
Oh,
so,
yes.
You know, I mean, I had the original idea. I was like, maybe we pick different parks and just pick up different spots to just set up and roll. Yeah. But so far, this has really been working. And, you know, it's just giving the energy back to the community. We need it. I mean, we're facing our own adversaries in our neighborhoods and our own communities. But to remind us, this is the outlet. I'd rather see this than see people fighting. I'd rather see this than people doing unnecessary violence.
Yeah.
I'd rather. And violence isn't just always physical, social, emotional, mental, spiritual. All that violence just subside and receive something that's going to cleanse us. That's all. We're all bitter over something and lingering energy. And once you get your cleanse, you feel like you got your equilibrium back. That's all we're trying to do. We are off balance, and we just need that equilibrium.
Yeah, for sure. Is there anything else that you want people to know about this thing that's happening every Wednesday?
Yeah, I think this is something that's becoming a new Chicago staple.
Yeah.
I would definitely recommend that people continue to come through and develop. I mean, the jam session is for the concept of iron sharpening iron. People who would never work together, having a chance to work together and learn something.
Yeah.
It's all it's about. It's about the learning experience. If you ain't learning, you ain't growing. And you're never too old nor too young to continue to learn. I mean, I have mentors who are still to this day pushing to be better. How are you 60 in the 70 and above club and still like, oh, I ain't figured it out? And that's the most inspiring thing ever. Ever. There is no ceiling. The ceiling is what you subscribe your mind to believe. Just like the sky isn't the limit. As we well know, there's space beyond that and other galaxies to go beyond.
Yeah.
You know, so just changing our mindset and believing in the impossible, because the possible is just impossible till it's possible.
You're giving me a lot of things that I could put on a t-shirt.
There you go.
Not a criticism at all, I promise. That's a good thing.
Hey, quote me. Quote me.
Well, thank you.
No
this
problem.
Is great. I loved being here today.
Glad you guys came. We'll be right back.
this episode, I'm going to be sharing with you some conversations that I was able to have with people taking part in this jam this past week. And this is a little different from how I normally do things on this podcast. I normally have an interview set up with a limited number of people in a sort of a controlled environment, and I basically know what's going to happen. But in this case, I went to this event and sort of just accosted people with my recorder, and people were really cool and really nice and really welcoming, and I really appreciated how willing people were to just talk to me. So that was really great. So before the jam got started, when everybody was still setting things up, they were doing a little bit of amplification because some of the folks from Lumpin' Radio were also there doing their own thing. And so when everybody was setting up, I kind of went about my business getting people to talk to me.
All right, cool. Let's have it at that. Okay. What's your name?
My name is Kennedy Banks.
Kennedy Banks. Yeah. It's nice to meet you.
I'm
nice
Audrey.
Nice to meet you as well. Right here. So this has been going on for at least a few weeks, right?
Yeah.
Have you been to every single one?
I've been at every session, yeah.
Awesome. And what do you do?
Whenever I come, I just do improv dance. So most of the time, I either have a couple dancers come through and we'll do a couple different improv exercises. Like we'll do a question and answer situation while we're dancing at the same time as the music. Mm-hmm. Or I'll look to the musicians. And then I'll have a conversation with them while they're having a conversation with everyone else.
Very collaborative. Very cool. And do you dance on a regular basis, or is it something you sort of dabble in? Or
oh yes. Oh. Currently, right now, I will be approaching my senior year at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, I'll be getting my BFA in dance performance and choreography. So I've been doing this for a little while. I didn't start, I guess, taking anything seriously until about high school, because I went to the Chicago High School for the Arts and I did dance there.
Awesome.
And then I finally realized, like, oh, I really want to do this and I want to turn it into something.
Yeah. So, yeah. Awesome.
Let's give them this one. And then
so,
I'll just set up.
Like when you started right doing this, when you started coming to Royal Sessions,
we should be out of the shop. And then we can give them this extension.
What were kind of your expectations?
So
kind of,
we'll
if you
right
had
right
any
here.
Like specific expectations.
Does that make sense?
To this
I'm trying
sort
to think.
Of weekly thing.
So, well, mainly because I talked to Isaiah about it. Like, we all talked about it at first. Mm-hmm. And just, I guess we just thought that, you know, we would have more musicians or more artists than anyone. So more artists than audience members, because we didn't really care about
right,
the audience
right,
members
right.
being there, because we just wanted to be together.
Audience is a little hard to come by right now.
Right. We just all wanted to be together and work
then
together. Because
yeah.
it's like we've just been in isolation for so long, and we haven't been able to, you know, go and do things creatively. And so...
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't really have any bad expectations. I just figured it would be a great time. And I'm like, oh, yeah, sure. Why not? Like, I'll dance. It's fine.
Yeah. Do you feel like it's had a positive impact on you, just like on your day to day and week to week in terms of like how things are, like with like everybody being sort of locked down and in quarantine and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I actually would have to say that I look forward to every Wednesday.
Aww.
Because it's different every time.
Yeah,
so we never
yeah.
know who we're going to have here, and we never know what they're going to play, because 9 times out of 10 is, you know, improv.
Right.
But it's like interesting to see what goes on and who comes out, and sometimes we have spoken word, we'll have stuff like that. And so, I mean, I would say that it's great. It's a great thing to have during this time. Mainly because I've been driving myself insane because I haven't been able to, you know, because typically I would be in the theater or doing things like that. Like, I teach as well, and I had to teach my kids virtually, and it hurt my heart because I really wanted to be in the space with them, because it
really
just affects
the
them differently.
Yeah.
yeah. And so, I mean, this here, since, you know, we're all together and we all, you know, we're just able to express ourselves in a safe way.
Yeah.
That doesn't harm anyone else. So, yeah.
Awesome. In terms of like improv dancing, I mean, like, I'm a musician. Like, my knowledge of dance is very limited. But with improvised dancing. Is that something that you've done a lot of in the past, or have you gotten into it more recently?
To be frank, I hated improv. I hated it. I always was like, why can't you just give me a step? Why can't I just do it? I'll do it. It'll be fine. I got this.
Yeah.
And so one day I got put on the spot. This actually happened in high school, and it was a requirement because we were doing contemporary.
Yeah.
And it was like our professor made us do a bunch of exercises across the floor. And every time I would think in my head, oh, I'm going to choreograph before I go across the floor. It'll be fine. And then he started realizing that that's what I was doing. Right. And he was like, go.
Stop cheating.
Exactly. I kept cheating. And so then eventually I just would turn on music. I would wear blindfolds most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Or I wouldn't look at the mirror and I would just make myself move.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Wow. Because as dancers, we always are so caught up in what's in the mirror.
Yeah,
and everything.
If you're sort of like looking at yourself the whole time, then you kind of, I would assume that you would end up sort of self-censoring as you go a little
bit. Oh, yeah. Because if you, sometimes, like even me, sometimes I still have to snap myself out of it because I'm like, oh, my hair is out of place. Maybe that does something. I'm like, oh, I'm so distracted by what's going on in the camera. I mean, in the mirror. But the thing is, what's happening on the other side of the mirror is in real time, but that's just a reflection, so it's not actually what's happening.
Yeah.
So
totally.
You know, I mean, I've come to like improv.
Yeah.
Being around musicians, it's actually made me appreciate it more because I'm like, wow, you just do it so, like, so much ease. Like, and then so I just was like, oh, so it's not that big of a deal. It's just basically what's inside of you, what's your essence, and what you're bringing out. So.
Yeah, I feel like also just. I haven't done that much improv in my life. I'm a cellist, and it's really hard not to like judge what's coming out as it's coming out, and then you just like sort of trip over your own feet.
Yep.
And, yeah, it's really.
I do that often. And I'm like, man, I should have did something else there.
Right, and then you're like, where am I? What's happening?
But then I'm like, well, it's already happened. It doesn't even matter anymore.
Yeah, it's. I feel like it's super hard to like let go of it as it's happening. Yeah. Cool. Is there anything else you want people to know about you or about like what you've been doing here in this space?
I mean, just been trying to bring positive vibes and good vibrations to everyone. So
that's great.
I enjoy giving to people. Yeah. I don't even need anything in return. It's just rewarding.
Yeah.
It's in itself.
Yeah. Awesome. And it's in such a beautiful space too. This is great.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's all right. They're saying smile with your eyes.
Yeah, that's a no. It's a no for me, dog. That's a no.
So anyway, I was talking about
you like your hair?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like it?
I like it. Hello.
This is Angel Batawid. You might remember her from when I interviewed her with Gira Dani and Nikki Patan almost 2 years ago. And you also might know her from the fact that her album, The Oracle, absolutely blew up recently. So she's pretty great, and I was super happy to see her.
Hey, Audrey!
So good to see you.
I didn't know. This thing is turning into a dude.
Yeah, it is. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I touched base with Julian like momentarily before, like, and I was like, can I come like harass people? Is that okay?
Yes.
So.
Oh man.
Just here harassing people.
Emperor. We all got nicknames. He the emperor. Julian's the deacon.
Oh.
And I'm the oracle.
You're always the oracle.
I'm the oracle. Oh, it's going to be so nice. There's some of the best musicians in the city here right now.
I'm so excited.
So good. And Najee doing the sound. He's like the best engineer in the city.
What's your name?
Sura Dupart.
I'm sorry, say again?
Sura Dupart.
Sura Dupart. Nice to meet you. I'm Audrey.
Pardon?
Audrey.
Audrey, okay.
So have you been here every week this has been going on?
For the past couple of weeks.
Yeah. Did you have any kind of like expectations of what it was going to be like coming into it?
Not really.
Not really? I mean,
just from the history of music.
Yeah.
I expect that.
Yeah. Do you do a lot of improvising around here?
Yeah. That's the whole, my concept is improvisation and improvising. Spontaneous improvising.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great way of playing music. And a lot of times, we think that a lot of things are set up. It's just set up because of familiarity that people have with one another or with the music itself. And that's what produces the music that happens at that moment.
Yeah.
But all in the ears, the preparation for that.
Yeah. That is true.
That's
Has it been like a good time?
Pardon me?
Has it been a good time coming here and playing music with
everybody? Yeah, right. Yeah. It's therapeutic.
Absolutely.
I feel better when I leave and when I come.
Yeah.
Automatically, love lifts you.
That's great. Well, I might touch base in a little bit, but I'm going to just kind of keep
okay,
going
then.
Around.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right.
names?
My name is Isaiah Harris.
Isaiah. My name is Devin Mosley.
Nice to meet you. I'm Audrey.
Nice to meet you.
I have just a little independent podcast.
What you might not necessarily hear in some of these clips from the jam is that there are two tap dancers who showed up. They brought a board with them that they just set down in the grass, a wooden board, and then they took turns most of the time dancing.
Yeah, wait. So I saw you guys walking past with this board, and I was like, are they tapping? Are they tapping out here? How did this happen? I assume you know some people here.
Yes. We are both Shy Arts alumni. And Isaiah Collier is our friend, and he invites us out to random events like this. We came out.
Oh yeah, we just love to just get out and jam. Of course, with all the different musicians here and different faces, so we get to experience a lot of different things and like different vibes as we're creating on the floor, and they're creating with their music.
Yeah.
You guys have to bring two boards next time.
Oh yeah.
You could have a
right. That's very true.
Tap battle. Yeah?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. You can't have tap dance without a battle.
Yeah.
That's very true.
One time. Yeah, that's why we were like jumping in, off and on the board. Even if we don't have the other board, we'll just be like switch.
Oh yeah. That's fun. What we do. We love this.
Do you have you both done a lot of like collaborating with musicians or like and like improvising?
I would say yes, due to both of us being apprentice members of the Mad Rhythms Tap Company. It's a professional tap company based here in Chicago. And, like, we've done a lot of different live performances with jazz musicians. We had a Nina Simone tribute, and so we had a live band for that. Wow. And we had a live band for many other things, like... Washington. Y'all were in Washington.
Yeah, we basically did a bunch of other shows that we try to incorporate as much live musicianship as we can. We like for the Nina Simone show, we even had four different Chicago-based singers to perform with us. So we try to do as much live performances as possible. I don't know. It was a chicken burp. So but now I'm trying to get us to kind of move out into the local world of jazz, mm-hmm. and to kind of like bring our board on some raw like connections with just musicians and not like so much staged as far as like a big performance, more so getting our chops in, you know what I'm saying?
Just maybe jamming. Not working so much like through large institutions, exactly. but doing it more like person to person.
Yeah, mm-hmm. because it's going to come back around when we have to work with the big musicians later.
That way, since we're working with the local musicians, we can be ourselves and not have to worry about a specific look or appearance that they're trying to do for a show or something of that sort.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Well, you guys sounded and looked great. I don't. Sorry.
Yeah.
No, it's beautiful. Great.
It's a visual and it's a sound.
It's funny how like tap is like very specifically that it mm-hmm. it's visual like both dancing, but at the same time has like a very distinct like auditory element.
Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I really enjoyed it. I thought it was good.
So. I'm actually trying to work on my visuals more so too now because I've been getting into. As a tap dancer, you always have to go to like footage and just like watch tap dancers because the tap dance community, the true tap dance community, is not super super big. But at the same time, you know, we do have documentation of the greats of the past, and then and especially nowadays, is I'm getting into people like Dormisha Sombre Edwards and Josette Wiggins and even Joseph Wiggin and just how they're so immaculate with their feet,
mm-hmm.
Very clean, very rhythmically challenging, yet in the pocket. But then also, they look like they're dancing. They look like they're
having fun.
And then on top of that, Josette Wiggin was supposed to be the inspiration for Princess and the Frog.
Really?
Supposedly, yeah. So
wow,
that is interesting right there. I gotta. A little more research on that, but even if it's not true, I feel like it is true. But I did get that.
It seems true.
Yeah,
it does.
Because when you see her, you'll notice. It's just like she. I mean, because I know she can do crazy things with her feet, but I've seen so many performances where she doesn't have to do too much, and it's just straight up. Beauty,
yeah.
Upper and lower.
Having that balance of like technique, like really crazy technique, and like
Yeah, and like showmanship and yeah, like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow. That's what's
up. So that's those are the challenges, but also the fun stuff.
Yeah. Hey, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions?
I'm so bad.
What's your name?
Gina
Brooklyn, Sky, Sky.
She didn't have Sky.
Wait, what's your last name?
Brooklyn, Sky, the Sky, and Sky.
Sky, Sky, yeah. Sorry.
No, everybody does that.
In case you're having a hard time hearing, this is Brooklyn. She was playing electric bass during the jam.
Another
this
rehearsal.
Is actually my first week.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
most of them here.
I'm from the west side in Austin.
Oh, okay,
so,
gotcha.
Yeah. Well, I enjoy it a lot.
Okay, I got commissioned to
Yeah, it's the, you seemed like for, really comfortable.
Yeah, because I played with like most of them before a lot of times. Like, you know,
but somewhat familiar territory.
So, exactly.
Cool. Do you play out a lot?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, since quarantine and stuff has been kind of,
but like in a room.
Yeah. Yeah,
they're gonna record it, and they're gonna put it on WCCW. I'm like, so, that's even better than if I.
Do you think it'll come back?
And it's come.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
So, of course.
It, that's what I'm do you feel like it's sort of like, you know, refreshing when so, we've all been sort of like shut
I'm
up
really excited
in our houses and not
especially
really
like being outside too. Yeah. You know, it's with nature. It's really beautiful. I feel, and that's it's, this is what I needed personally. You know, and being around with people that you know love music as much as me.
Yeah.
It really makes a difference. So.
And it's like, we, you know, none of us who are musicians have been able to, like, play in real time.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's turning into a thing. Yeah. Like, you know,
it's just
like a...
Well, it's
for
it's
me,
great
I'm like,
to
oh,
see,
yeah,
like,
start doing
a woman, like, in the rhythm section.
But, yeah, for sure. Like, yeah.
I feel like it, it, people, like, don't see it as you know, often.
As often, right. Yeah.
And not for any good reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nobody
wanted
to call
Najee.
Like the man.
Hello,
ew. Yeah, I didn't tell you
like
about
trying
my
to catch. Right, exactly.
So, are you from, like, did you grow up in Chicago?
Yeah, I just graduated high school.
Oh my god.
So I'm 18.
You're a tiny baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm
sorry,
I'm
not a baby.
But I am young. Like, I don't, I think, like, you grown when you buy your own, you know, toilet tissue, and I don't buy my own toilet tissue. So, when I'll be grown when I'm buy my own, you know what I'm saying?
Embrace it while it lasts, while you don't have to buy your own toilet.
Exactly.
There's nothing that great about it, I promise.
That's an extra $15 out of your account, so I'm good on that.
You know, and apparently you have to, like, fight people to get it
right.
Anyway, so.
Yeah, I'm done. Yeah, I'm just...
Yeah. So what are you, I mean, without necessarily taking the pandemic into account, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to stay around here? Or?
Yeah, I'm staying around here for at least 2 more years.
Yeah.
I'm going to a 2-year college first to get all my credits out the way.
Yeah.
And then transfer over, maybe, because I don't know what the future is, you know. But yeah, I'm definitely staying here. I know, like, a lot of people here for, like, entertainment, gigs, all that. So, you know.
Yeah.
This is where I'm going to stay at for a minute. So.
Cool. Well, congrats on graduating.
Thank you.
So you, like, just graduated.
Yeah, like, this year.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sorry, like, your senior year was, like...
It was a hot mess. I'm not going to lie. It was a hot mess. It was awful.
I was talking to Kennedy earlier, and she like, just finished, like... Or she has her senior year coming up at college, I guess, so...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
It was like, because, like, I left school thinking we was going to come back. So I didn't really get any goodbyes. I just said, okay, see y'all in a couple of weeks or something. We did not come back, so.
You're right. But, you know, everything happens for a reason, I feel.
Yeah, it was so horrible because we didn't even finish out the year, so.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah.
What a mess.
It was a mess.
Y'all didn't even get to have prom.
Oh, yeah. I already got my dress. I got everything.
Oh, no. That's so sad.
I couldn't go to prom because my daddy was strict.
Oh, no.
My dad was so strict. He was like, no.
He just, like, didn't want you to go dancing?
I did not
even
go to prom.
I don't,
like, you know what? You didn't get to have prom. Maybe we should have a prom when things open back up.
I think so, because.
You still have the dress and everything?
Yeah, I have the dress and everything.
I think we should just all get together and dress pants.
I didn't get to have prom.
You know, a day when I'm like, I should put on pants that look like that's fair.
Yeah. No, now, because I don't get...
The other day,
like
I put
this.
On a dress, and I was like, wow.
What?
I feel so special.
Right, special, yeah.
Well, someone had, like, an ad where they were like, you thought the apocalypse, you'd be, like, in some, like, cool-ass you know, Conan the Barbarian fit. No, it's like,
no, I'm in like flannel pants, t-shirts. I look like an idiot. I don't look like I can run from like cannibals or anything.
That is funny.
Say thank you one more time to all of the people who took the time to speak with me this past Wednesday at the Royal Sessions Jam. It was really great to see all of these musicians and dancers coming together to express themselves and have a sense of community, especially right now. And yeah, I'm really glad this is happening. It's every Wednesday, pretty much, barring unforeseen circumstances. Generally, it happens 4:30 to 6:30, and it's at the Perennial Garden right off of South Stony Island and Midway, so right there in Jackson Park, and I really encourage you to check it out. For more information, you can probably check out Isaiah Collier's social channels, like his Instagram, which I'll go ahead and include in the podcast info for this episode. So I will try to get you as much information as I can. Anyway, thank you so much for listening, and hopefully there will be another pod sometime before the end of the year. Thanks for sticking with me. So take care.